Regarding the new laws of Hilchos Betzias Hapas, this is the laws, literally, of breaking the bread, which means when you're going to sit down for the meal. We've just finished learning about Netilat Yadayim, that is the washing of the hands that precedes the eating of the bread. If you're not going to eat bread, then you don't have to wash beforehand, unless you're eating it dipped in the mashke, as we learned before. So this is actually quite a short couple of chapters. It's only, let's see how many chapters. It starts with 166, and it only goes to 168, so there's only three chapters, 66, 67, 68. But anyways, and the first one, for our purposes, is only one subsection, but it's a little bit of a lengthy one. We'll see. Let's get to work on it. Kuf Samach Vov Dinei Betzia Tapat Uboisif Echad. One subsection. No, any vegetables or things like that, things that are wet, we learned before, you also have to wash your hands without a bracha. If you're going to eat, like we have the grapes here sometimes, if they're not dry, you don't have to make a bracha. You don't have to make a bracha, you have to wash your hands before you eat them.
And then do you have to say berakat?
No. No, regular bar priates.
The one that the after blessings.
Oh, you make a, it's a sheva minim, you make a la'it. Kuf samach vav, dinim tzitzapaz beisivechot, aleph. Now, he starts off like this. The instruction, the rabbis gave an instruction that as soon as you wash your hands, you got to go to eat. But they did not mean, they didn't say, what they really meant was don't occupy yourself with some other occupation so that you are going to stop thinking about the cleanliness of your hands. In other words, stop thinking about the meal. In other words, don't shift your mind. Focus on something else. Bafilu limzog kois likidish. Even not to pour a cup to make kiddush. So that too you shouldn't do. If you dilute it with warm water, the people in these olden days, the wine was very strong. And before they drank it, they used to pour from the wine and they would add. Sometimes they would actually dilute it with some hot water. So, over there, in order to do that, you have to be very particular and not to do more or less. If you're doing it with the dilution over there, so then that would constitute removing your mind from the meal to go and do something which requires such attention and such particular preciseness. You're not allowed to do that in between washing your hand and the meal. You can't do that. The same thing is anything else. You can't do after washing anything else that would distract you, would take away your mind from the meal. You can't do it. That's what it means, take him the tilsi daim suda, you must do right away. But avlim yoshev botel ve'eino yoseh min time shumais yesh be'esach hadas, if a person is sitting and just wasting his time, he's not doing anything to remove his mind, he's not preoccupying himself with anything else, but he's just waiting around. Even if you delay a lot, and even if you talk a little bit, you know, normally we don't let you talk anything after you wash your hands, but even if you happen to talk a little bit, you still don't have to worry about it. I mean, you won't have to wash again. Why? Kivon? Because the table is before you, you have intending to eat, that's called you're still focused, your mind is still on the meal. But the condition is you should not talk a lot, because that could bring you, that should not bring you to diverting your mind, your attention from the meal, especially if you start talking about politics and other things. Kiddush v'havdola benetilas yadayim l'hamoitzi. That's the reason why one is allowed to say the Kiddush and say havdola in between washing your hands and the motzi. You can do that. Now, some people actually have the tradition. You know, we don't do it. We make Kiddush first, and then we go to wash the hands, and then we go to the meal, right? But other people wash their hands before they do the Kiddush. So they wash their hands, and then they, you know, they don't want to go and get up twice. Once they're sitting, they're sitting. They go to the table, so they wash their hands before they go to the table. And then when they come to the table, they just make the Kiddush over there. So that Kiddush that they make, or the Havdalah that they make, in between the washing of the hands and the motzi, is not considered an interruption. When did they say that as soon as you wash, you must mean the bracha, and literally mean it, that as soon as you wash your hands, you must say the bracha? Over there we said tichnul tizidayim su'uda, but here we said tichnul tizidayim bracha. It's talking about el b'mayim achreinim bilvad. That's only by the later water, the water that you do at the end of the meal. Over there, you can't interrupt. You must wash the hands. You must do the benching right away after you wash your hands. You're not allowed to interrupt at all. That is one opinion. V'yesh aimrim. But there is those that disagree. They say that just also in the first waters, one needs to be careful, just like by the later waters. Because the rabbi said, if you make, after washing your hands, you make a blessing, immediately, it says you don't get damaged during that meal. You won't get hurt during that meal. I guess the time of a meal, people, especially in the old days, can be spoiled food, there can be other problems. But if you washed your hands and you made the bracha, you'll be protected for that whole meal. Now, which washing are we talking over here? We must be talking about the first waters, because by the second waters, you already finished the meal, so it would be too late. Here we're talking about v'zeh b'mayim harishonim. This must be talking about the first waters, because b'mayim harishonim, mashehoyo kvar hoyo, that which already happened, the later water, what happened already happened. What are we telling you what is going to, it's already taking place. That is the evidence to this opinion that says, no, it's right away is that when you wash your hands, you must make the bracha, you can't interrupt. And lefikach, tzorich lizor shalei lahafzik afilu b'shiyah. You must be careful, he says, to not interrupt even by delaying. K'dei hiluch chov beis ama. The amount that it takes you to walk 22 ama, shebishir zenikra hafzik. That amount, if what it takes to walk 22 ama, that would be called an interruption. Afilu yoshev b'mekoymai. Even if you're sitting in your place, just sitting around, if you take the time that it takes to walk 22 amah, let's say 22 feet, if you take that tama, no, but it's not quite that way, but that would be a hefsek, even if you're not walking around. But v'im holach mi beisoy lebayis achar, if you go from your home to another home, or in this context, you could also make going from one room to another room. And if you will notice that in some places where they're going, like in a hall, when you have a simcha, like a wedding or something like that, and the place that you wash is somewhat distant from the place where you're having your meal, they'll have challah right next to the washing, or a piece of bread, so you can make motzi right there, so you won't have to interrupt in between the Netilas Yadayim and the motzi, and then you can go back to your place. But that's meant for this reason, so not to walk from one room to another room, and you wash your hands here, and then it's going to take an interruption until you get to your seat where you're eating. And that would be even Hilch Ma'at, even if a person walks a little bit, but it's from one room to another room. But in most cases, you know, where the kitchen is visible to the other room, it's close enough. V'shaloy litzoydach ein lahafsik afilu b'shiyah mo'atis. If it's not important, you know, just idle talk, don't interrupt even any delay. You should do it right away. to speak, it is prohibited even if you want to talk Torah matters, words of Torah. Can't speak between washing your hands and the mouth, according to this opinion. Or for that matter, you're not allowed to say any long bracha which isn't connected to the meal. Of course, you're going to say hamotzi before you eat your bread. That's connected to the meal. But to go make havdalah, to go in lahavdil ala kois, to make havdalah on the cup after you wash, no, you can't do it. And it goes without saying, not in weekly matters, things that are not even divrei Torah. So that's for sure you can't interrupt. Goes without saying. He says, v'toiv lochush lidivrei. It is best to worry and take into account the words of these rabbis. But yet, ein tzorich lizoyer el medaber be'eze esek v'inyan achar. A person does not need to be careful just not to talk about other subject matter. Avol sicha ba'alma, but just a talk like beis a gimel toivis, two or three words. Einam chashuvim hefzik ledivre hakoil. They would not constitute an interruption according to all opinions. So if you're going to say, he puts on a limit, two or three words. What does it mean to? No, but when I do, sometimes I say, that's, we'll see in a minute, that's for the purpose of the meal, because you need a knife or you need salt, that's part of the meal. There is no complete subject matter. Two or three words are okay. For sure you can say yes or no. When they ask him something, you could say yes or no. That would not be considered an interruption.
We see amen to other people's detilat yadayim.
Umeinyan hasuda utzrocheh. But if it's of the subject of the meal, the needs of the meal, ainu chashuv hefsek afilu ben amotzi lachila, that would not be considered an interruption, even after the motzi and eating. If it's important for the meal, that's not considered an interruption. Kol shkein beinitilah lahamotzi, for sure, between washing and the motzi. And therefore, if you need the knife, or you need the salt, or you need something, you could ask for that, even though you already washed your hands.
But I was giving the example, even after you've washed, I found out you can say amen to the person in back of use.
Yeah. The kol shkein shahashihiyo beniguf v'hiluch mimokim shenotel yodel lumokam asuda. For sure, that the time that it takes to wash your, to wipe your hands, before he gave you 22 minutes, but the time that it takes you to wipe your hands, and the time that it takes you to walk from the place that you washed your hands to the place where you're going to have the meal, einam chashuvim hefsek, that's not considered an interruption. That's part, that's the need, kivin shutzoyer chasuda, that's part of your meal. To begin with, one should wash his hand close to the place where he's going to have the meal. Im efsher, if it's possible, shekemoi shetzorich limzik hakoyish el kiddush b'cham koyd manatil ledivra hakoyl. Just like one would need to dilute the cup of kiddush in the warm water before the washing. So, in other words, even if you would allow to make kiddush between the washing and the motzi, between the washing and the motzi, but we won't allow you to dilute it. You have to dilute it before. That requires too much focus and attention, so we can't do that between nitilah. We will still require to do it before the nitilah, divra hakol, according to all opinions, because that's something which is takes away your mind. Afal pi shehakiddush utzorech hasuda. Even though kiddush is for the meal, because you can't start the meal before kiddush, still don't do things that you can do before. Since you are able to pour it before the washing, so do it beforehand. Don't do it afterwards. So basically, what he's saying is, we don't say, okay, because it's for the need of the su'uda, that's why just wash further away so that it's so the need, it's not going to be interruption. No, we say if it's far away, try to make it as close as possible. But if you are there, then it's not considered, that would not be considered an interruption, because it's for the meal and it is not an interruption. In the parentheses, he adds here, "Vafilu lachatchila muter lahafsig b'tzorchei suda." So even lachatchila, it is permitted to interrupt with the needs of the meal, benitila lahamoitzi, in between the washing and the moitzi, shochach aleim koydem anitila. If you happen to forget before washing, and you need it for the meal, you can go ahead and do it after you wash. Although these are things you can't do between moitzi and eating, you can still do them between washing and eating. So therefore, there is one who has a tradition. He always prays every day before for his food, before the meal. That's based k'meshikosu b'zoyer hakodesh, says in the Kodesh. Even though you have your food right over here, you should still pray for the food. You still pray for the food that you're going to eat. So, and what happens is v'shachach lispal koydem anitila. He forgot to pray before he washed his hands. He wants to pray for his food, but he forgot. Now he's washed his hands already. Mutar le'lahavsig l'kach b'nitila l'hamitzi. He's allowed to interrupt between washing and the motzi. Another interesting halacha over here, which I've seen in non-Chabad circles, I'm not sure which circles, but I've seen that people wash. It says, the world has a tradition to recite, that's the chapter 23 of Psalms. It says, Mizmar David Hashem Roi La'echzer, God is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, that chapter of Psalms sort of speaks about also that when you have, you're able to eat. So people have a tradition to say this in between the washing and the motzi. So he says, okay, you know, it's a short prayer, which in this case, before it seemed to say only if you forgot your prayer that deserves it, then you can do it. But this is some of the tradition. I've seen a lot of people do that. You know, so he says, what is the reason for that? He says in parentheses, we can find a merit to find an excuse for them. How come they're doing it? They're interrupting in between the washing and the eating. Sometimes one's hands are not clean before washing. And so therefore he can't really say it before the wash, before the meal. The kibush zeominyan sudas. So this is part of the meal, because you're praying for the meal, it's part of the meal. And that would not be an interruption, according to all opinions, it's part of the meal. It's something that you shouldn't do in the beginning, but it's not an interruption. So they made lineage le letroyach, le zoyer, le imre, koin, and tilum, le koin, kapai. In order not to trouble the person, to be careful to say it before the washing, while your hands are clean, they don't want to tell you, so they allow. They said, "Okay, go ahead, do it this way." It's considered like a case which is difficult. So the chacham allows. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Of all these opinions that he comes
to,
which one
does
he recommend?
So he said before. So he did. So he did recommend. He recommends to stay away from interruptions. He allows, as we learned here, he allows for one or two or three words to be said.
That's the one
he approves that. He allows to say yes or no to a question that you were asked. He also allows, if it's for the needs of the meal and you forgot to do it, he allows you to interrupt. That's not considered an interruption. And also that's especially as far as the prayer for one's food, to do that. But anything you can really do beforehand, you should do beforehand. You know, a lot of times, you know, if you have new people at the table and they don't know about the law, they talk because they don't realize that one should not speak to them. Yeah, okay. And then they say, Sakin Melech, you know.
Yeah.
That was my, it's actually a tradition in my father's home also, although Shalom. He would, you know, always, you know, somehow they never brought the knife and the salt to the table. Same thing. You have to always ask for the knife and the salt. But anyways, that's that's not considered an interruption because that's for the meal. You need it for the meal. But probably, most likely, it's best to have everything be purified.
What were you saying about the